God is good. And all the time, God is good. I want to say good morning and happy Lord's Day to each and every one of you. And then secondly, happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers. God has blessed mothers to be in a special category. And we're so thankful for each and every mother that's in the audience this morning, as well as all mothers. You know, we owe a great debt of gratitude to our mothers. And I'm going to see to it today that if your mother is here, you can go out and have enough time to take her out to dinner. Because I'm not going to be long. With that said, we're going to get the word out as best as we can. It's good to be back before you all, and I want to thank you all once again for all your prayers and ask that you continue to pray for me, that I may grow even stronger and be better equipped and prepared to preach God's word. I get my results on Tuesday, as I told you on last week, and so we'll know then what's what. I'll know what I'm dealing with, and I'll let you know, you all know as soon as I know. With that said, let us take a moment and go to God in prayer. Dear Lord, our God and our Heavenly Father, thank you for your blessings of this day, that we have seen this day in which we've never seen before. A day like this we may have seen, but not this day. I thank you, O Heavenly Father, for everything you do for us. I thank you for what you do in my life. I thank you for what you do in my family's life. I thank you for what you do in the life of my spiritual family as well. We're so grateful to be here this morning, Lord, and you gave us a beautiful day, O Lord, and we're just so eternally grateful for this day. We thank you for those who have journeyed a far distance to be with us. We thank you for those who live around the corner or down the block. We just thank you and ask you to continue to give them strength, wisdom, and knowledge to be able to come out to be with us. I pray for those who are not here yet, those who may be traveling and out of town, but that they may have safe passage to get back and be with us at the next appointed time. As I come, I pray for the leaders of this congregation, their families, the brothers who have taken part in this service thus far, and their families, and all of the families represented here today. Thank you, Lord. I pray and ask you, Father, to strengthen each and every one of us today. Give us the wisdom, the knowledge, and the courage to be able to stand up and hold up that bloodstained banner for your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you, O Lord, for all and everything you do for us. Now, my Heavenly Father, as we move on into these services, we pray for the blessings of continuation, that the things that we do may be found favorable and acceptable in thy sight. Thank you, O Lord, and I pray and thank you for your Son, Jesus, who because he died, we can live. We thank you, O Lord, for everything. In Jesus' name I pray. Let the church say, amen. This morning from the book of Proverbs, I want you to notice just one scripture for your hearing. My son, hear the instructions of your father. Verse number 8, by the way. Chapter 1 of Proverbs and verse number 8. My son, hear the instructions of your father. Do not forsake the law of your mother. So I want to talk for a few minutes about the ways of a mother. As we take pause after giving all glory and honor to our Master and Savior, Jesus Christ, then we can recognize our mothers. The mothers are the ones who help, who keep a house and make a house a home. They keep it running smoothly, not to minimize the role of a father who makes the living for the household, but it's mothers who keep things in order. Let us consider mothers as the enforcer and father as the lawgiver, if you will. It's mothers who keep families together. Let us take a look at the mothers. A man once said to his wife, "I can't understand why God made us to be different." He said, "Why are you so beautiful and yet so stupid?" His wife answered and said, "He made me pretty so you would marry me, and me stupid so I would marry you." I guess that sums it all up, huh? So let us look at what is a mother. A higher calling cannot be found in life than that of being a mother. She has a special place in the Word of God. Notice Genesis chapter 3 and verse number 20. She is the mother of all living persons. A father can plant a child, but it is a mother only who can deliver a child. Do you remember the mother of Moses? She delivered a child who grew up and changed the course of history. A nation was delivered from slavery by her son, whom she hid for 3 months. Protected him and looked out for his future until she couldn't anymore. When we look at today, some mothers, rather than protecting their children, they are destroying them. Sometimes it is because the father and the mother can't stay together, so they harm the child. Another mother that I might remind us of is from the first chapter of Matthew. We find Mary, who is about to give birth to the Savior of our world. She is the one who carried Jesus. Mothers need to understand that children are blessings from God. Psalms 127 and verse 3. Children are a heritage from the Lord. I say to mothers today, be positive toward your children. For you may be raising the next doctor or lawyer or even the next president. Count on it as an honor to be a mother. What a mother does for others. A mother's life is full of sacrifices. Notice how Proverbs, the 31st chapter, describes many of her duties. Look at Proverbs 31, if you will, and look at verse number 28 for a moment. Verse number 28 says, "Her children rise up and call her blessed." It also includes us men. Her husband also has praises for her. Men, when was the last time you praised your wife? Now, I'm not trying to start anything, but I'm just asking. Just trying to help us score a few points with the mother of your children. Then I want you to notice verse number 30. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing. In other words, the beauty is going to pass one day if you live long enough. I may as well put that warning out there. You may have beauty today, but if you live long enough, that age is going to fade it away. So prepare to fear the Lord and serve Him, and that your husband and children might have praises for you. A mother will see that her children are fed even if she doesn't eat. She will make sure her family is clothed and dressed as neatly as possible. Look at verse number 13 of Proverbs 31, if you will. Verse number 13 says, "She seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hand." In other words, she makes the clothes for the children. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. Now, I understand today that most mothers are not the type to be making clothes. She figures she can run on down to Marshall's or TJ Maxx and get whatever the kids need to wear. She buys them ready-made. Then she prepares each child prepares each child that he may be neat and clean. She prepares food for the family to eat in verse number 15. These are just a few of the thoughts or the ways of a mother. I never thought much about it when I was growing up. After I reached older age, even perhaps even adulthood, it dawned on me how that my mama always had a meal prepared for us children. How that no matter what she had to do, food was always ready for us kids to eat. These are some of the ways of a mother. And I may as well tell you this part too. If motherhood was a paying job, watch out now. If motherhood was a paying job, how many well-off mothers would there be today? Now, mothers, I don't mean for you to go home and bring it up. Ask, where's my pay? Confront your families about getting paid, for we all understand the work you do. For a mother's resume is long and she has performed many duties. But don't go home and start nothing. Let this be the day that you enjoy yourselves. Mothers are thoughtful. When we were children, how often did we look at the kindness and thoughtfulness of our mothers? She was there many times because daddy could not be or he wasn't there for whatever reason. That's why the text tells us to forsake not the law of thy mother. For it is mothers has been described as in the Bible as a helper to a man in Genesis 2 and 18. And the Lord God said, it is not good that a man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet. Mothers are the backbone of a household. Today we take time out to remember them as to who they are and what they are, what they do and what they mean to us. They are a man's helper, they are effective, and they are God's very own creation. To the children I say today, one day is not enough for our mothers. Give thanks and pray for her each and every day. You know, when I think about how the Bible speaks of mothers and how many mothers, great mothers, we find in the Bible. We find Hannah, who prayed that God will give her a child because she was childless. I think of Mary, the mother of Jesus, who carried him through a virgin birth. How that God is good to all mothers when he makes them a mother. How that without mothers, we would be nowhere either. When I think about it even further, I think how that mothers have been blessed enough, who have been blessed enough to be mothers, God is good to us. Look at Proverbs once again. Starting at verse 25. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household, the ways of a mother, church, and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Now, what I'm trying to say this morning, church, is we ought to be happy and glad for our mothers. We ought to give honor and praises to our mother and not wait for Mother's Day. Each and every day should be Mother's Day. And I understand, and I say this all the time, but I understand that Father's Day is coming soon. Fathers may not get the same honor as Mother's Day, but nevertheless, mothers are important in our lives. Mothers are one of the greatest assets that we can have in this life. And if you don't, I've heard people say this. I don't know of anybody personally, but I've heard people say that I don't even speak to my mother anymore. And so I beg the question, why not? Why don't you speak to your mother when she brought you here? Now, I don't know what could have caused a rift in a family that causes a mother and a child not to speak anymore. But that's an awfully sad occasion when a mother and a child don't speak anymore. You know, there's a time when we may, as children, may be able to help our parents. A time will come when we may have to help our parents. And so I'm saying to you this day, go home and give your mother a hug. Go home and tell your mother how much you care about her. Go home and let your mother know that you care about her. Now, I don't care what age your mother has become, she's still your mother. Remember from the cross what Jesus said to his mother? Said to Mary from the cross, "Woman," he gave her to John. But I'm still trying to figure out how and why there are some that don't care about their mamas. I'm still trying to figure out why there's a rift between families, and sometimes the rift is between mother and child. I'm still trying to figure out why they can't get along. I'm still trying to figure out just what it is that caused this rift in these families. As I said, I don't know anybody personally, but I've heard of people, and I wonder why. I wonder why today that mothers and children don't get along. I wonder why today children and mothers don't get along. I just wonder why sometimes. I wonder why sometimes the world is going backwards instead of going forward. I wonder why sometimes if we would just leave many things to our mother, and I may as well admit, women are sometimes smarter than us men. I may as well admit I'm not of one who always listens to my wife either. She's probably smiling back there now. But I will admit that sometimes women have great ideas, great thoughts, and we should put them into action. I'm speaking up for you mothers today. I'm speaking up for you women, not only mothers, but for women in general. You know, I've been traveling on the highway before, and years ago, you didn't have telephones to give you GPS. You had to use what they call a road map. And you would draw a line from one point to the other to figure out your way. And I remember many arguments that came up because I didn't make the right turn. And later on I hear, "I told you you should have turned back there." Or, "I told you you should have made a right turn instead of a left turn." When I think about it, I say to myself, God made her a helper for you. Let her help you. Let her help you. Don't know it all the time. Don't know everything all the time. God put them here for a purpose. And that was to be a helpmeet to us. So what I say to you this morning is praise your mother. Give your mother all the praises that you can while you still have her. I wish some days, and I know I'm not the only one in this condition. I wish many days that my mother was still around. I remember her fussing at me sometime. But oh, would I love to hear that fussing once again. I long to hear that once again. I long to hear her telling me, boy, don't do that. Or boy, do this. Boy, do that. And I was proud to be called a boy. Because it was my mother. So what I'm saying to you today is, and I told you I was going to be short this morning, so I told you to get ready to take your mamas out. When I consider the world the way it is today, I believe mothers might have the power, might have the words to fix the world if we would simply listen to them. Listen what mamas tell you sometimes. And Junior, just because you become 16, 17, or 18, you still don't know everything. Mama still knows more than you because she's been here longer than you. And by virtue of her being here longer, she should know more. I'm having a little problem with my voice, so bear with me. When I consider all of the things in this world that I look up to, mother is number one. After Christ, of course. Mothers, love your children. Mothers, teach your children. Mothers, stand by your children. I praise you enough this morning, mothers. Now it's time for me to put a little bit of wisdom and knowledge in your heads. Let your children know how much you care about them. It's mothers who can change the course of history by what they raise up. Mothers can do a lot to influence our children. So what am I saying? Well, I'm simply saying this. To you, if your mother is still alive, once again, praise them, not just today. Give them honor, not just today. Give them honor tomorrow and the rest of the week and the rest of the month, the rest of the year, and from now on. Mothers, treat your children right. Give them to bring them up in the wisdom and the admonition of the Lord. In other words, open your Bible. Let your children know that how much the Lord cares about you and them. Take them out and let them enjoy this day with you. God has given us a beautiful sunshiny day today. And that can only come from God, this weather. And I know we've had so much rain here lately, I've been asking the Lord to make it stop raining. Because every time it rains, it pours. And when it pours, stuff happens. You get water in your basement. Things happen when it rains too much. Although it's good for the grass, good for food, and good for our drinking, God knows how to bless us, doesn't he, church? God knows just what to do. He knows when to turn the spigot off and he knows when to turn it back on. So if you're here with us today and you're not a member of the Lord's body, you come by hearing, believing, repenting, confessing, and then being baptized. If you are a member but somewhere you've walked astray, you can come back by going to the Lord, asking him to forgive you, ask the church, come forward, ask the church to pray with and for you that you may grow strong. If this is your desire, as we together stand and sing the song of invitation.
I'm resolved 255.